Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, I want to take this out. I don't like these on. That was just to hear the audio. Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome everybody back to the show. Do you know what? Sorry. Someone said I was signaling by wearing a scrunchie on my arm. If that person now listens to the podcast, could be like, what was that? Was that the call for the IRA to come back?
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. Today's guest is Mohanad El Sheikhi.
It is me.
And you've been here before.
I have been here before
on
this podcast. And you
offended an American.
I have offended an American. And to that American, I want to say, get fucked.
I asked you to come on because, well, I actually asked you to come on because you have a new podcast. And then my friend, when she was visiting, who's Irish, you were both talking about topics of your podcast. And I was like, this sounds like something people are interested in.
Yes. So the podcast is called You Could Do That on Television, and it's about early 2000s reality TV. And if you have seen any of the early 2000s reality TV, you would know how insane and ridiculous they are. Yeah. And they're definitely worth the watch. We cover, I mean, I have like 20 episodes as we covered a lot of shows. Some of these shows I never knew even existed. And yeah, it's a comedy podcast, obviously. And sometimes you get like to interview people who were on those shows.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't really been listening. But I talk to you every day. So.
What a great way to promote it. To tell everyone, I have not been listening.
In my defense, I did put out a solo episode asking for recommendations of podcasts. And I did recommend that to my friends because they're into... like, they would have watched all those shows. I didn't watch a lot. I did watch The Swan, which I want to talk to you about. And I did watch... Room Raiders.
Yeah.
And I was about to say Womb Raiders, but that was a porn version. I did not watch that.
Womb Raiders, that feels like... This is what... Womb Raiders feels like what Republicans would describe Planned Parenthood as.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a porn. It sounds like an alien put something in your womb.
Yeah.
But anyway, and other ones as well. But like, I did actually ask the listeners... so I guess this won't be last week's episode because we're kind of ahead now.
Womb Raider is how we got Jesus Christ.
Yes, yeah. Oh my God, it sounds like assault.
I mean, yeah.
God, did you ask for consent with Mary? Because it doesn't sound like you did. And I do not give you the consent to impregnate me with your Messiah, by the way, if you're listening. And whatever god, any of the gods, Viking gods too. Anyway, Katie, concentrate. I did ask them for recommendation on podcasts because the only podcasts I listen to are historical ones. So I really should give it a shout out, but Wiser World, if you want to, I feel like a lot of people don't feel comfortable to talk about Palestine, Israel, and God knows by the time this episode comes out, because it's changing every day, what will be going on in the world by then. But I do think she has three episodes, Wiser World 101, 102, and 103, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives a historical context. And with the historical context, then you can then go and read multiple news outlets, and then you can form a kind of an understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of people are like, oh, I don't even want to read the news, so I don't understand. And but right now I'm listening to an Irish history podcast as well. I try to listen to history, and I'm going to try to listen to more current events. So yeah, that's a long way to say why I haven't been listening to your podcast.
No, that makes sense to me. Thank you so much for clarifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to haunt me for the rest of the day, but now I feel less haunted.
Good.
So thank you so much.
Just know I'm learning history.
Wow.
Yes.
We're all learning.
Okay, wait, so tell us more about your podcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, at first, you know what, like when I started the podcast, I was like, I don't think I will have a lot to say, which, by the way, I host with my friend Hannah, right? And at first I was like, not sure if we're going to have enough shows to cover. I was like, I mean, we'll do a few shows and then the shows will be done. But then we found like literally like now what we have on the list is over like 300 shows and they keep growing. And every time someone would recommend us a show that we've never heard of before.
Do you watch it then together?
Yeah. Well, we don't want, I mean, yes, separately, but yeah, we pick an episode or two and watch them. Like, for example, we did watch a show called Playing It Straight.
So it's people who are pretending to be straight?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people.
So, but this show basically is, so it's like The Bachelor, but, you know, a bachelorette. And there are 14 men, but seven or more of them are gay. But she doesn't know. They don't know who's gay and who's not. Everyone is playing it straight.
And then if she picks a gay guy, she loses?
So at the end, if she... So
this is horrific, by the way.
At the final episode, if she picks a straight guy, they win $1 million that they get split between them. If she picks a gay guy, the gay guy gets $1 million.
Oh... This is, I don't like this.
Yeah.
You fall in love, and that's one of my fears.
Like, this is like from 2004 or something. And she sent the first guy home.
Okay.
And here's why. She asked if she was getting ready, and she asked if anyone has a hair dryer, and one guy had a hair dryer, and she was like, you must be gay.
Oh, so she knows that the guys are gay on the show.
She knows some of them are gay.
Oh, it'd be better if she went on not knowing.
No, but she's trying to figure out who's who.
It'd be better if she just fell in love and...
Yeah, but that's the thing, that she knows that one of them is going to be gay, which basically whenever she sends someone home, you're like, you're gay. And then the guy is like, I'm straight. I just have a hair dryer.
I just like to have poofy hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay, that does... It sounds like an interesting show, but yeah, I don't know. I'm always like...
No, there's a lot of them. There's also like a show called Chains of Love, where like a woman and four other men, for example, who are interested in her, are chained together for a week. And they have to spend the whole time together. And
chained like they go to the toilet, but one of them stands outside the door, like handcuffed?
Yes, they're handcuffed together.
These shows are crazy.
Yeah, for a week, and then every 2 days she would like eliminate someone, and they would like uncuff him, and they send him home.
And wait, what was this on?
I mean, I don't know what most of these shows are on, but like a lot of them are like available on YouTube.
Because this isn't like the more popular ones are like the ones that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, like Next.
What was or Fear Factor?
Fear Factor. Date My Mom.
Oh, 13 and Pregnant?
Yeah.
We had California.
Yeah, there's just so many fucking shows. There's like an insane amount of shows.
And you guys just go through the show. You should do a Patreon where you watch an episode and comment on it as you go along.
Yeah.
With Hannah. Hannah, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think that would be fun. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, hopefully we'll do like live shows soon and whatnot. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You're drinking my water.
I am?
Yeah.
Did I finish my water?
You drank all your... Intent.
I'm sorry that I'm like so good at drinking water.
It's fine. It's good. I'm hospitable, so I'm happy you're getting your water in. And I have tea, so...
Here's the thing about me. You know how people always say, don't forget to hydrate? Yeah. That never made sense to me. Like, I'm like, what do you mean, don't forget to hydrate? I overhydrate all the time.
Yeah, but you're a man. It's usually a woman thing.
No, believe me. Even compared to other men, I drink so much water, it's fucking insane. Like, I have a water bottle next to me when I go to bed. By the time I wake up, it's done, and I've already added to it, and I'm also halfway through.
Yeah, I'd wee.
Yeah, I mean, me too. But I keep drinking.
I mean, there's all these TikToks of... The girls being like, I feel so unwell. And their boyfriend just automatically, did you drink water? Which is, every time I feel sick, Leland's like, did you drink water?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, there are some people that I know that are just literally just like, drink Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm like, You can't do that.
I drink a lot of tea. I do drink a lot more water now, though. It does help. Begrudgingly, it does help.
Yeah. No, I mean, here's the thing. I don't drink it because I'm like, oh, it's healthy. I just love drinking water. I love water so much. It's so fun to me.
Good.
Yeah. I'm like a fish. Also, I'm a Pisces, so that's maybe why.
Oh, you've been in America too long.
It's a water sign.
Is this you trying to get your citizenship? Astrology, mac and cheese.
I do not believe in astrology. I only believe in Pisces supremacy.
You just like that it's a fish just... like. Well, mine is justice. I'm all about justice. The fair justice. Equality. That's what it is. It's the equilibrium thingy.
Wow. And I'm Libra. What's that sign called?
Libra.
Oh, Libra. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I felt like you had some opinions about Libras you weren't sharing.
No.
And great. I think it's a lion.
What's that?
I think it's a lion image. I don't know. I just made it up. I think it is.
A lion image?
Yeah, yours is a fish. Mine is a lion.
Yours is a lion? Rawr. Libra is not a lion.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, what is it?
Why would Libra be a lion?
I don't. Why is a Pisces a fish?
Because it's a water sign. But you literally just said this justice and whatnot, and because that would be like the.
I thought that they also had an animal. Maybe I'm thinking of like the year of the horse or whatever.
Not all. Yeah, the Chinese like that's the one where they have like animals for like the signs. But like I feel like yours is like the scale, right? No.
Oh, it is the scale. Yeah, no, yeah. It's the scale. Sorry, I thought that
after you literally described it.
I thought maybe they also had an animal.
No, mine. I think the ones that have animals are the Mayans with the fish, and also Scorpio.
Yeah, you know. You literally Cancer. Just said I only know about mine, and now you're whipping out all.
No,
these.
No. I said I know about all of them, but I do not believe that they are true. I believe Pisces, on the other hand, is true.
Okay.
And if there was to be truth to astrology, Pisces is the best one.
Okay.
Because Pisces are always in their head. They're dreamy. They're delusional.
Okay.
And maybe the delusion is part of why I think it's the best sign.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. And also, I read that also Pisces are good people.
Yeah. And they like Kit Kats. That's what I read.
Yes. You know who also is a Pisces? Noises.
Who?
Albert.
Einstein?
Yeah. Mm. Not only a Pisces, born on the same day I was born.
Wow.
March 14th, Pi Day.
And you guys are doing pretty similar stuff, you know? He made the equation that led to the atomic bomb, and you never bomb. And he didn't want to.
To
he
be
said,
fair,
he
he's
said,
against
don't bomb.
Bombing.
He said,
yeah,
don't
he
bomb.
Thinks bombing is bad.
He said he created the thing that would be the Earth's...
Yeah, Stephen Hawking... was not born on March 14th. He did die on my birthday, though.
Okay. And I should just say, because all the listeners who watched that movie are going to be like, Albert didn't create the equation. I know, but he created an equation that led to the equation. Okay?
Exactly. Exactly.
He split the atom. Did he split the atom?
I think he did. Like,
he did some shit with it.
Yeah, he did it with, like, you know, with... I don't know how he split atoms. Like, did he do it with his hand?
He was just like, did a karate chop.
Exactly. That's how I imagine it. No, he just held it between his fingers, just like split it.
This is when I watched that movie, and I do want to circle back to the woman with the gay guys. But when I watched that movie, what's it called?
Oppenheimer,
yeah. I just remember it as and I forget what I was going to say.
That's good.
That's good. You were like, it wasn't going to be worth.
You drink enough water? Maybe that's why.
Maybe. I haven't drank no water today. I had a glass and then someone drank it all.
Yeah, no, I get that. That happens.
Wait, you're like my cats. Wait, what was I going to say about Albert Einstein and atoms? Oh, yeah. It links to the cats. So that's where I learned that we're all just like little balls of things together, vibrating together. We're just like...
Yeah.
We're just vibrating at different levels. So when your cats purr on you, and I've always known that when your cats purr on you, they've healing properties, because that's how they heal themselves, because they're purring. It's actually they're setting themselves at a different vibration.
Yeah.
But that makes sense then if you put them on and it heals you too, because we're all just like little teeny little balls that are vibrating together. Yeah. Anyway, this is a pro-cat podcast.
It is a pro-cat podcast, as always, as every good podcast is.
You know what's so annoying with like the pro-life thing? So pro-life in the States is anti-abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like when people are like, well, what's your stance on Palestine, Israel? And you're like, yeah, ceasefire, I'm pro-life. And I... Wait, no, wait, what? No, I'm pro-abortion, but I'm pro-people living. And I really hate that they took that pro...
Yeah, I mean, they take everything and they ruin it.
Right, because that's such a good of like, oh, I'm like, I don't want war, I want people to find... Which is very easy for me to say. I know that, like, I'm not a general, but I will always just be like, yeah, of course, I want people, no matter what religion, no matter what ethnicity, to live. I'm pro-life. Damn it!
No, I know what I mean. They kind of like take something good and like ruin it.
Yeah, Akash Singh is such a great bit where he says about how they're really good at sloganing, because I guess he's like kind of centrist. And yeah. He says like, people who are pro-women say it's what? They don't say pro-life, they say pro-choice, whereas pro-life is such a better, and that would fit better.
Yeah,
because it's pro-woman's life, pro... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
they're just good with slogans. Anyway, circling back to the gay guys and the straight guys and the girl, that must be hard to be the woman in that, because it really shows all your biased and your stereotypes. Yeah, to be
of
like
course.
A hairdryer, you're fucking gay.
Yeah,
or
course.
Like, you know, and like, it'd be harder to do that show nowadays, because like,
of course, yeah,
especially with like all like products being like, wow, we've been like making so much money off women, let's also make money off not just gay men but straight men. And I feel like men now are like, which is cool, like dress however you want, but I feel like now they're like really also, it's like a money thing, it's kind of like capitalism as well, because they're like,
yeah,
men,
course.
Paint your nails too. Yes, we're getting these guys. But if you want to, like, cool. But like, but I think that show would be harder now because whatever your stereotypes.
Most of these shows could not be made today.
Well, I don't even mean just because of how offensive it was. I would mean like, if you were to put people in boxes, like, you can't put people in boxes anymore, which is good.
Here's the thing though, like, but there's like such an easy way to win that show.
Okay.
You know? It's not hair dryer. It's not stuff like that. It's just like you can know who's straight and who's gay based on questions.
Oh, like take your tits out and see who looks?
No. Oh, my God.
I know you said questions, but I turned it into actions.
Also, I'm sorry. Like, I feel like even gay guys would look still. Just
yeah.
Like, because it's like, okay. No, like you can ask questions. Like, I'm like, hey, do you own one towel or many towels?
No, because there are clean men.
There are.
Like metrosexual.
Like, there are people who are like, okay, hold on. There
You're
are
making men who have more than one towel question their sexuality listening right now.
I am more than one towel, but I'm just saying. generally, a lot of men who live alone.
I think
will have one towel and it's always wet.
Do you hang up your towel?
Yeah, or ask questions. Like, you point at a color and be like, what color is this? And if they just, like, you know, like, blue, then it's just like, but they know, if they know what shade of blue that is, I'm like, oh.
But I think that's effeminate gay men, whereas, like, there's a lot of, like, non-effeminate or masculine.
No, I'm not saying this is a 100% gay, but it is better than saying... Oh, you have a hairdryer?
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm saying, like, of course.
She also sent one guy home.
It's a crazy show.
I'm also, like, I'm not doing a stereotyping thing here, and I don't want someone else to yell at me in Patreon. I know there are men who hold many towels, and I also know that I'm sure there are gay men who have one towel that is always wet. Okay, there are no stereotypes here, but I'm just saying it's better than hairdryer.
You going to call me an alcoholic next?
Are you an alcoholic?
No, just Irish stereotype.
Oh,
I was just trying to find a stereotype that just
I am
just
Irish.
I know.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
we'll tell that story in the
I would be offended if someone called me an alcoholic.
Yeah.
She sent one other guy home because she and that one was fucked up. Yeah. If you want to talk about stereotypes, he just respected her way too much.
Oh, yeah.
And she sent him home, and then she was like, yeah, you're just so respectful and been so nice to me. And he was like,
that's literally the bit I have about
it. And then he was like, I am straight. And then he was just like, I just respect women, I guess. I'm sorry.
No, you're literally, you're like, this is so fucked up. And I'm like, yeah, it's literally a bit of my stand up.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's true, though, that I don't like, I think a lot of women as well have internalized misogyny, and you got to like work that shit out. But I think when you meet a nice, sweet, kind man, sometimes you're like trying to find reasons why. Also, it's just straight men kind of have a bad reputation.
No, I get it. I mean, like, it also like depends on like the environment that you grew up in and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, like I'm like, it's just like, I literally just like, I have a lot of I have a lot of cousins like on both sides of my family, and we're very close together.
Yeah.
And literally, like, I would say I have like 35 cousins that I can count or something, and I would say 80% of them are like, you know, like women who are like my age and stuff. So that's who I've been around most of the time.
Yeah, so you respect women.
Yeah, but also like, it's just like, it's a lot of like, I feel like a lot of people are just like, literally it feels like they have never met a woman before.
I know, honestly. Or yeah, it's so crazy sometimes to be a woman, and I'm sure you feel like this as well with being like an Arab man.
Yeah.
Talking to someone and being then realize like, oh, you actually think like I'm less than.
No, exactly. They also like have all of these like assumptions about you and like stuff like that. And like, and obviously people like won't say it straight up, but just the way they behave and say stuff around you, and you're like, why are you saying that? Why are you behaving this way?
I remember when I was younger and before I'd fully developed a sense of self, I would say, because I think sometimes, before you develop a sense of self, you kind of just kind of like go, ah, ha, or like you feel like you can't question back, or you feel like you might get in trouble, or you're people pleaser, whatever these things are. But then when you kind of go, okay, I don't care, like I'm, can be like, this is not okay. But like before I was like that type of person, I'd be with lads and they'd just be like making really degrading jokes about women and then like nudge me like, am I right? And I'd be like, who? What do they think I am?
Yeah.
What? How did this happen? But you'd be just so like kind of taken aback by it. You're just like, ah. But then as you get older, you're like, oh no, they're just being sexist, and they think that women are like the like their pet dog.
I mean, I mean, people do it now too, but it's just like ironically, which I find annoying too, because I think like it's still the same.
Yeah.
Like ironic racism or ironic misogyny or ironic. Yeah. I'm just like
what's an example of ironic, for a second I thought I said erotic and I was like, what? But I said ironic.
It is literally just saying a sentence that like someone who's racist would say, but just being like, just saying it as a joke. I'm just like you're just like kind of like doing an impression of someone who's racist. I'm just like, but still you're saying the sentence still.
Oh no. I was working on this bit and it was funny. I talked to an Irish guy about it and he gave me like a bit of a highlight on the bit. Like, so I find sometimes I don't understand other people. Like, I'm like, but why would you be sexist or why would you be racist? And it's sometimes that's why like even like kind of, okay, well, sorry, to explain the bit, I was trying to work on a bit where I was saying I just don't know why people like enjoy like offensive, like where if it's like racist or sexist or whatever comedy, like why would you go, if you're not offended by the racism or sexism or whatever, at least be offended by the fact that you paid $30 to just hear someone on stage say what your like racist uncle can say at the dinner table.
Exactly.
So yeah. I was trying to work out on a bit about that, but I was talking to this Irish guy and he was like, it's not that they don't care that it's not a well-written joke. They don't care that it's not, that it's something that their grandfather can say at the table. They're just happy to be in a space with hundreds of people who feel the same.
Exactly. It's being a part of it. Like, it's just a human nature thing in a fucked up way where they just want to be like part of a community. And that's
so even if it's not a great joke, if the guy's like, women are fucking stupid bitches, right, or whatever, I can't even think of something really offensive to say, but
I
like,
mean that's literally what they say.
Yeah, they're up. Well, they're, yeah, like they're the jokes that I've heard are way more offensive. You know, whatever, like, oh, we should be allowed to assault women, whatever, and then they're like, yeah. And even though it's not like well written, they're just happy that someone else is saying what they think.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly. No, it is. Yeah, it is fucked up. I mean, honestly, like, there's not much to be said about that. It's just fucked up, and it's just like,
Yeah. Well, back to these shows. Okay, wait. So that's crazy. I just think that's such a. I wonder, was there a version where there was a guy and there was lesbian women?
No, it was always women.
They should do that show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they can.
I mean, they shouldn't.
But the show got canceled like immediately, so there wasn't going to be like any like variation of it.
$1 million is so much money.
I know.
Did she pick the? Did you pick a straight guy in the end?
So the first season she did pick a straight guy. The second season she picked a gay guy and she lost.
Oh, and then it was canceled after the second season.
Yeah.
Still went for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And then we have Swan, which have you covered yet?
Jesus, yes, so fucked up.
That one I have to listen to because that's the one so I remember. Fucked up. Yeah. I remember seeing an episode where the woman got completely changed, and then she goes back to her husband and kids. And I think she said like there was a lot of this like not recognizing herself in the mirror, like really fucked up shit. But like, this is mean of me to say, I'm sure, and I think I said this on one of the episodes recently when I was talking about you coming on. But I just feel like you look a certain way and you have a certain attractive level or whatever, and then you marry a guy and then you have a kid, and then for you to go from like a whatever 80% more stereotypically attractive of what is attractive for that day and age, because attractive in the eye of media changes all the time. But like, what does that say for your husband, for your daughter? Your daughter looks like a version of you, you know?
Also, and then like
does your husband have to worry that you're going to leave him for someone who's stereotypically good? It just causes
it's
so
also
much
like,
problems.
It's also like the interesting thing about this show is just like, and I know like beauty is like subjective too, but I'm just like, most of these women, when they show them, just like, you're not unattractive.
No.
You're just like literally like, they show them like, you know, like they show them just like as if they just woke up, like no makeup, their hair are not like well kept, and just like also like they're a mom. They show them in their like worst version. I'm just like, no, just what this woman needs is just a spa day and maybe like someone who does do her hair and makeup. And she looks fine. Like, she's
someone to take away the, and like dressing up and looking like a best version of yourself is like, and if you need that for confidence, not everybody needs that, but obviously these people need it. That would really help.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. That's,
I'd like, say a week in the gym if they wanted.
Exactly. She literally just like needed like someone who like, you know, to take care of her as her and not a fucking like surgeries.
Yeah. Or like, and if it's like, it could be anything. If they were like, oh, I feel like I don't like this weight, or I feel like I don't like my eyebrows, or like all of those things aren't like, because it wasn't like people were going in there, they weren't like my 600 pound life, do you know what I mean? It was like just average women. Paying for your eyebrows or learning how to do a bit of makeup or getting a facial. But wait, what was it?
There is one episode,
what I was gonna say was, not a new fucking face.
Yeah, no, okay. But also there's this one episode, okay? So at the end, so they take the woman, they put her through the surgeries, gym, blah, 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 3 months, and they're in a hotel room. They can't even see themselves in the mirror. It's against the rules to see yourself in the mirror. So like, you're not...
So you can't even see the transition. You're
exactly.
Just like,
so, and at the end, they walk into this like big hotel or something, and all of the doctors, the dietitians, blah, 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 all like lining up there, and you walk between them and they're like clapping for you and stuff like that. And then at the end, there's a curtain that opens with a big mirror and you get to see yourself for the first time. So in one of the episodes, right about they were like opening the mirror, one of the doctors in the back or trainers or whatever had eaten something right before and was like... I think he was, what do you call this? When you get sick from food. I fucking forgot.
Food poisoning?
Food poisoning. He got food poisoning. And the second he opened the curtain, he starts throwing up.
Oh my God.
And the woman thought he was throwing up because of how fucked up her face was.
Oh no.
And it was just so insane.
Well, and did she look and she was okay?
She was fine.
Oh my God. That's horrific. That's literally like, I feel like... I wouldn't be surprised if the show people did that on purpose. I gave them dodgy chicken. Swan contestants, where are they now? That's what I want to look up. Should we look at before and after? I mean, like you said, sorry, I didn't even need... They're not... Anyway, okay, contestants, where are they now? Another show, while I'm looking this up, 16 and pregnant, was it? No, 16 and afraid. What's that? That's something different.
Are you thinking about Naked and Afraid?
Oh, Naked and Afraid. No, 16 and pregnant.
I think you're talking about Teen Mom.
Teen Mom. Do you think that encouraged younger people to potentially want to be teen moms?
To be on TV, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But there's other shows. So one show I watched recently that went for maybe 21 seasons is called Cheaters.
Cheaters?
Yeah. So if you
and they would come up and they'd be like, "We got you."
Exactly. Yeah. So they suspect if you suspect your significant other is cheating on you,
just break
you
up.
You hire investigators and stuff like that, and have them follow them, and then you confront them in person. In one episode, episode 88, if you want to look it up, the host gets stabbed.
Stabbed.
Yeah, the guy who they confront got mad at him, literally just stabbed him in a boat.
On a boat.
Yeah.
This story got more and more. He was host yeah, so stabbed
he,
boat.
So he was so the guy who was cheating was on a boat with his the woman who's cheating with, and the people from the show took another boat and literally just sailed until they got to him, got to his boat, confronted him. The guy asked him to leave. He did not want to leave, and then he stabbed the host.
Did the host survive?
Yeah, he survived.
Did the guy go to jail?
Yeah.
Imagine how dumb do you have to be to stab when there's cameras, by the way?
Yeah, well, and I mean, it was not the brightest of men.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
never
yeah.
is. He got caught cheating, so.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was Amanda Bryan? Who was she? Was she the child actor? Was the host? Or am I thinking Amanda Bryan?
I think the host was called Joey Greco.
It says here presented by Amanda Bryan.
I mean, they've so.
Oh, I'm talking about Sorry the Swan. You're not in my head. You didn't know that I'd switched conversation.
Wow. I mean, the fucked up thing about it that they after they do all the surgeries and stuff, they hold a pageant, and there's only one winner. So yeah. They're like, you're beautiful enough, but not as beautiful as these women, still.
Yeah.
So even after the surgeries, it's a fucked up show. It's an insane show that should not exist.
I mean, none of them are I don't really get. Yeah, I don't get that at all. That is fairly fucked up. Okay. Yeah. Then there was 16 and Pregnant. Did you cover that one?
No.
And you did Room Raiders.
Yeah, we did Room Raiders. We did Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. We did Flavor of Love with Flavor Flav. Also, Date My Mom.
Yeah, Date My Mom is crazy. That's what my mom was trying to do with some of my boyfriends.
and there's also Pimp My Ride.
Yeah. Pimp My Ride,
Super Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. Sweet 16. I remember that one.
Super Sweet 16. Chris Brown was on that.
Chris Brown?
Yeah.
As a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Hard. Is that what kind of got him successful? I know it's his voice.
No, it was before that, but yeah. There's also a spin-off of My Super Sweet 16, and it's called Exiled, and they take 8 of these Super 16s people after 4 years or something, so they're 20 now, and they send them to some remote village somewhere for a week. And have them live with the people of the village without any luxuries and have them do work and stuff.
America is so offensive.
Yeah.
The United States, I should say, is so offensive.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? They should do a show like that in Ireland, but it's just to send some Dubliners down to Longford to work on a farm. They'll be like, where's the signal gone? And then lift him bales with my dad. Hail bales. Hey bales.
So there's a lot of these shows are just fucking insane, such offensive concepts.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's so much tone deaf in the state. I people get mad at me when I talk about the states. Obviously I live here. I pay a lot of money to be here. I love that I have a career here and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't mean I can't criticize. The day you can't criticize a government, or talk about a place where you live is very hypocritical to the whole freedom of speech, by the way. The amount of times people try to shut me down in my DMs.
Who gives a fuck? I don't know. It's just I agree with you. And also when people are just don't criticize, I'm just criticize what? Who are you?
Yeah, I'm not a fucking... I'm not a, just a, I don't know what the word is, but I'm not some clone in some sci-fi book that goes, all right, cool, I'll think the way you think. But now if I think the way you think, I can't think about the way the other person is DMing me, giving out, thinking. But my point to say all of that is that the tone deaf stuff when people are like, why do people think Americans are offensive sometimes? And then they put out that, or like people from the States, and then they have all these shows. Yeah. It's just funny. I mean, and it's all over and it's different. Obviously, it was different time. But it's just funny that there's actual shows like this. And then people will be like, no, we never... We never thought bad about people from certain countries.
I know. It's fucking bananas.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember any other. I watched reality shows recently, but new ones like Too Hot to Handle. I wonder as well, like, in the future how they will look. But they're kind of... It's just like Too Hot to Handle is trying to stop them from fucking.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Too Hot to Handle. Every time I watch it, I'm like, I can handle that easily. Like, I was like, I can stay on this island for 2 weeks and just enjoy.
Yeah, but
and not lose.
You're saying that, but not. It's realizing that you're not one of these people. You're not one of those people who just fuck constantly.
But I'll say okay, yes. But I'll say this, okay. What the show should be, not too hot to handle, or like, oh, these people are too hot, they can't help themselves but fuck. They should be like, this. We got a bunch of sex addicts together.
Yeah.
And they...
We're
like,
trying to help them.
Exactly. Because look, literally, some of them are just like just addicted.
Oh, and a lot of them, when it comes to like having those talks, it's like they clearly have trauma.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're like, exactly. Oh, well, my dad left us when I was a child.
Exactly. And... Yeah, so like calling it too hot to handle. Because I'm just like, yeah, they're like good looking and like, you know, like they're like very like stereotypically
good looking.
Exactly. Yeah, just like, oh, but also like all of them are like shirtless and just walking around. Yeah. So it's just kind of like they foster that environment.
Yeah.
But I was just like, they're, to make it sound like, you want to make the show so surface level. It was just like, oh, yeah, they're just so hot. They just can't help it. And we're, like, not letting them fuck. I'm like, no, they're, like, they can't. They have issues.
Yeah, and they definitely go into that with, like, therapists and stuff when they're there. But, yeah, I think you're right. It should be cure a sex addict. And, like, they don't... I think it's been, like, less of a success rate. But there has been a couple that are still together now from years
ago. That's good.
Yeah. You know what? I love them. Yeah. Emily and Cam. But, I just watched Love Island for the first time this year, and that was brilliant. That's fun because they're a loud fuck. Love Island.
Yeah,
It's good because they're a loud fuck, and I don't know. I don't think necessarily they're sex addicts, but they're just like, not people who get into relationships. They're kind of like just out having fun.
Yeah.
So I think that's a little different.
Yeah.
Because the Too Hot to Handle, the fact that they can't, the fact that people break the rules there all the time.
Exactly.
Which I guess, though, maybe, though, they want to be the drama. They want to be the villain because then they're trying to get Instagram followers. So there's that, too.
Yeah. I mean, of course, yeah. I'm sure there are, like, scripted elements to it and there's all of that stuff. It's just, like, you know what? I'll say this in general, but not just about Too Hot to Handle. Like, first of all, I don't want to be in a reality TV show ever.
Mm-hmm.
But especially the ones that have to do with datings and relationships, like Too Hot to Handle, Love is Blind,
Married at First Sight.
What? Married at First Sight. Like all of these stuff, I'm just like, I just...
Just 90 Day Fiancé, we'll do that one.
I just do not view relationships as someone that is just like, should be that. Yeah. It's all of them are so unhealthy.
I know, but it's great TV. Oh my god, because you're literally like, I thought I was on Hinge. I am fine.
It is great TV, but like literally, like it's great TV because we literally like watching unstable people.
I know, and it is horrific sometimes. Like the ultimatum with where the girl like slapped the guy on TV, and the fact that that was they even had her back for the reunion. So if you didn't see this girl, she left with her boyfriend. She brings on her boyfriend. She gives him an ultimatum. Then she slaps him because he's talking to another girl. She like is really nasty to the younger girl. The ultimatum is where you bring them on. They're meant to date other people. So
yeah.
The fact that she was then confused that he was even just having a conversation with another girl, and then she slapped him on TV, and they posted that, or they showed that they brought them back for the reunion after they left. She was still narky to the younger girl and rude to her, But like, sorry, if a man hit a woman like a slap like that on TV, even if he pushed a woman, it wouldn't be okay. So like stuff like that where you're like, there has to be also responsibility on the hosts to be like, yeah, this happened. I mean, this is not okay.
Basically glorifying like literally domestic violence. Like it's just
that guy is. Anyway, she said she was pregnant and they left the show and they did have a baby.
No, but that's sorry to the baby, to be honest.
I know.
But it's, exactly. Like, so basically, yes, entertaining and everything, but I'm just like, every season of Love is Blind, like, is love truly blind? No, the fuck not. It is not blind.
It's never been blind.
Yeah, I'm like, I am, okay, I am so tired of this, like, whole concept of just, like, I'm like, okay, liking someone just based on their looks is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you just treat them as a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't like their personality, you just them because they look a trophy wife or like trophy like husband or something, you know. But to pretend that looks has nothing to do, I'm like, you can love someone's personality, but if you're not attracted to the way they look, you're not. It's just like, that's it.
Yeah, and I think then as well, like, let's say like in relationships, if people start to let themselves go, and then that's a hard conversation to be like, do you know, I actually liked when we were first dating and you made like an effort, and that keeps it kind of spiced. But then it's like, it's different if your partner like loses a limb. Of course, you're still going to love them.
Of course, yeah.
But those two get conflated, and it's like, and you're obviously going to be like, no makeup, chilling, having the crack. But like, sometimes it's like nice to like have those date nights, or like, just not completely like if you were just like, if you started dating someone and you had like dyed hair and I don't know, whatever, you look some, and then within 6 months your physical appearance is completely changed because you've completely just let yourself go and you're unhealthy or whatever version, like, if that's hard, then for that person to be like, I love you and I love, but I like when you take care of yourself.
Exactly.
If the guy just stopped cutting his toenails and grew his toenails for forever, that's not okay.
Exactly.
I don't want long toenails.
Exactly. It's less about like even like looks, and it's like, It's just more about like I feel like I just want you to feel like you're making an effort because you care about me.
Yeah, and just because it's well, like, yeah, like little things like hygiene as well. All those things are okay. Like, yeah, if your partner was walking around with shit on their arse all the time because they decided not to wipe their arse anymore, like,
yeah, well, that's an very extreme. Specific. God damn it, Katie.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's very specific.
He wipes his arse, thank God. But yeah, I think these things get conflated and then conversations are hard to have. But yeah, Love is Blind is like...
Yeah, exactly. Like pretending like...
Plus they're all kind of hot that they throw in Love is Blind. I haven't seen a fucking...
But also like you're pretending like you don't have a type, like the way... I'm like, okay, here's the thing. Okay, like when people are like on dating apps, I'm like, you're literally looking at how people look. Stop lying and like being like, oh yeah, just can tell they have a great persona.
Yeah, and you can have like, you know, me and Leland were friends. We knew each other on and off for years before. Yeah. Our attraction, I mean, you know, he says to me he fancied me when he first met me. I didn't fancy him when I first met him, and he knows that, and that's fine. It came years later when I was in a different place in life and I got talking to him and he was really nice. There was no instant attraction for me. Yeah. He was really nice talking to me. Then he got on stage and said he wanted a girlfriend, and I was fucking sick of American men who are like, or just men in general, Irish men here as well, because they can get amazing American women. So a lot of the time they just want to hook up, and people in New York in general, no matter where they're from, it's a hookup culture. So I was like, okay, well, this man is saying he wants a girlfriend. I want a relationship. He was really nice to me there in the hall. I've kind of known him. Let me explore this. And then the attraction built on that.
Yeah.
So I think that can happen. But I had everybody else I had dated before that was because I had instantly was attracted to them. So wait, what is the point in this? What is my point?
No, I mean, like,
you can,
I guess what I'm saying is like, you are attracted to the person based on the way they look. You get to meet them. They have a great personality. Obviously you want that. Like, because like, you know, like you get used to like, to how someone looks eventually. Like, no matter how beautiful they are, if they have the worst personality, then it's not gonna work.
Yeah, obviously. They get so unattractive if they're the worst personality.
Absolutely. You literally like stop seeing what you were seeing before. You know, but you want to have a great, but I guess my point was like, to pretend that you don't like, looks is not something for you. And I'm not, and I'm also not even like saying attractive versus like, because like, it's very subjective. Like, everyone is attractive to someone.
And I do like a bit of style.
Yeah, of
and
course. Yeah.
I remember like Tori Piskin, shout out. She just got 50,000 followers. She's probably up by now. But anyway, let's give her a little shout out because she's been on this pod so much. She's such a sweetheart. She had said, and I'm going to misquote her now. So, but something along the lines, when I had started to date in Leland, I didn't like how he dressed. He dressed really like baggy clothes, kind of kiddish. But he was being so nice. And I was saying to her, like, I don't know. I don't really like his style. And she was like, and these are conversations that people have behind closed doors, okay? We're not all fucking saints. And so she was like, you've spent so many time dating crazy guys trying to help them go to therapy or fix their personality when it'd just be easier to date a nice guy and you can just fix what he wears by taking him shopping.
it's so much easier to fix that, yeah.
And I remember his best friend at the time, I was like saying that to him like, oh, you know, I like, is that like a mean thing to talk about someone's clothes or whatever? And he was like, oh, my ex-girlfriend, basically, which is Carmen Lagala. She's also, she's like the ep just before you, by the way, I think. I don't know. I've recorded 20 eps this week. But she, like, he said that she had helped her, like, with his haircut and, like, outfits too, being like, this would look nice on you. So he was like, most of the time it is a woman who is like, oh, this is like a better style or this is like the wrong size. Not to again be in gender roles, but he was like, men even get that from just girlfriends, friends who are girls
sometimes,
this is so he was like, it's actually very helpful. But anyway, so I did. I was like, those shoes are really gross. They were like really gross though. And then I was like, suggested Jordans. And even for him now, he buys Jordans and they like give him a bit of confidence on stage too.
And
we obviously have the money. It's like, if you didn't have the money, that'd be a different thing. But so I think you can, and it makes me a little more attracted because he looks so good in his Jordans. So whatever, I don't care. I have a 2%.
This podcast is sponsored by Jordans.
Yeah,
Jordans.
But people are so quick to be like, oh, you're vain. And it's like, or people are so quick to be like people are so quick to comment on anything. Like if it's like, oh, you're so vain, or even comment on my looks on Instagram, like, oh, you're ugly or whatever. And then you look at them and you're like, all right, you're not God's gift. But or okay, don't act like you don't have these thoughts. Like no one is perfect.
Honestly, that's such a great. I'm gonna start using this in my DMs. You're not God's gift.
Yeah, that's an Irish saying.
That's so funny.
Oh, we should tell them how. Yeah, but anyway, I guess this is good though to let people know to alleviate some guilt with that too. Because
and everyone who's saying that they don't have, like, I'm like, you're lying. I'm sorry, you are 100% lying.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, like literally, I do not think someone is like either attractive or I'm like, you are always going to be attractive to someone and they're going to find you attractive and then they're going to like your personality and all. But to pretend like, oh yeah, I'm like, this is like literally just saying like I'm colorblind and you're just like, I'm look blind. I'm like,
oh yeah. And then if you're not attracted to anything, then you're kind of like, there's a term for that. It's like asexual.
Yeah. But also I'm just like, yeah, then I guess be in a relationship with Siri. Like, or Alexa or something, since all you care about is just like a personality. I'm like, she can be whatever personality you want her to be.
Exactly. And then as well, it's like friends. I have all these guy friends who I love their personality, but they can be friends because I'm not attracted to them. And it doesn't mean that they're ugly. It doesn't mean it doesn't give me the energy.
It's not something you can control. It's literally just like,
It's an energy thing. And so that like kind of contradicts to the thing of like, oh, personality. And it's like, we have loads of guy friends with great personalities. But whatever, maybe between their looks and their energy and whatever, it just fits in. Or sometimes as well, it's like their personality is such a perfect friendship personality. It would be a disaster, even if I were single, to even see them in that relationship-y way.
No, exactly.
So it's like there's so many layers to it.
I mean, like even outside of relationships, like there are like... even within your friends groups, like there are friends who are just like meant for very specific situations.
Yeah.
Like for example, like I have friends who I, you know, back home or here or whatever, like I hang out with all the time, like I see you or whatever. But like you travel with them and you're like, you're a nightmare to travel with. So you're not a travel friend.
Yeah. Or like I have obviously I'd be like 98% straight.
Yeah,
didn't have enough time to figure it out, I have like strong female friendships that if they were a man, I'd never fucking date. Like, not in a million world. Yeah. You're, as much as I love them, I think they're amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh yeah, you're like, you have things that me and you could only be friends if we were opposite sex. I couldn't be with you because of these certain characteristics.
Exactly.
Because
exactly,
it would clash
yeah.
at me living with you or
because you need something
romantic,
I mean,
way.
You need something like. I guess it's the same. Okay, the way I think about it, like one thing I can think about is like, you know how like some people are like great uncles or aunts or something,
yeah.
like for like if like a, you know, a nephew or a niece.
Oh
or
yeah,
something.
But they should not have a child.
Exactly. yeah, because like you are good. Like you also like children in that way. You're, like you like to take them out. You yeah. And, like buy them stuff. But when it comes to like taking them to the hospital, like changing,
brushing
you don't know
teeth.
How to do that. So you shouldn't yeah. be like a parent. So like it's yeah. the same thing. Like you like your friends because they're like, you know, someone you can like discuss certain stuff with. But like they have specific stuff that because you're not in a relationship with them, you don't have to spend the whole day with them. You can just take yourself away from it. Like maybe stuff that you do around the house.
Yeah.
You're like, what's their house? I don't live with them, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But if you lived with them, like I can't deal with this shit.
Yeah, no. So I think it's kind of like we're saying two things, because we're saying, yeah, you need to be attracted and be the personality for long term.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
No, personality like is like 100%. Yeah. Like again.
I mean, for long term, I've had casual encounters where honestly, they just didn't need to talk. Because when they talked, they ruined the experience.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like I was dating a guy who was very beautiful and I was like so attracted to him and we would have sex multiple times, which is like, I don't have even that high of a sex drive, but this was just a pure attraction thing because when he opened his mouth, he would say the most idiotic narcissist
yeah.
things that like, it's like long term, we could have never been in a relationship.
No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because all of these like things, you know, fade eventually.
Yeah.
Or like not fade, but like you don't like matter as much. But then like once they have the personality, you just like, you just love being
yeah.
with them. But if you don't have that, then it's just like.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
trying to think too, attractive. Yeah. There was something else I was going to say about attractiveness and I can't remember. But yeah, everybody as well, what they're attracted to is different too, because you could be love is blind and right. And they could be, I just turned that into a verb, and they could be like gorgeous behind. Oh yeah, I've another point to say about that, but they could be gorgeous behind the thing and you vibed with the personality, but they come out and it's just not your type of gorgeous.
Exactly. 100%.
Because to all the world, we're like, no, that's hot. But they're like, oh no, to me, hot is, you know, because right now, like, and men are pretty, I think men are pretty open with this. And I think every time the media says this is hot, if you actually ask a man, each man seems to have a different criteria what he thinks
yeah.
is hot. Some is like a big arse, some is like skinny, some is like big boobs, big arse, skinny, big boobs, big arse, not skinny, big thighs, skinny thighs. So you see someone that the media and you're like, or that you're like, that is a technical stunner. But actually that person behind that guy could be like, well, it's actually not my type.
I mean, exactly. Like, you know what? Like when I think about that, like, when they do the like beauty pageant, like Miss Miss Argentina, Miss America, Miss, like I the few times I watch it, I'm just like I don't know.
I think the person who wins most is the one who asked for world peace.
Exactly. I'm just like I don't know, is that the most beautiful person in Argentina?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because again, like, and this supposed like yes, like stereotypically all of these women are
yeah.
fit the standards, like they're like there, but I'm just like I don't know, not into that. And then
I know, and I like my friend did that competition here, and when she didn't come first, she came second, which is amazing, but when she didn't come first, I was like, oh, but she's like technically, but then I was like, oh, I guess there's other criteria.
Exactly. And
it's
then
like
you
muscle or what, depends on each.
Exactly. And then you walk into a cafe and you see a barista and you're like, this is the most beautiful person
yeah.
I've ever seen in my life. Like, what are we, this should be Miss America.
Yeah. No, that's so funny. The other thing I was gonna say about Love is Blind is when you say fall in love with the personality, Raven from Love is Blind fell for a guy who is not equal looks wise to her, and we can all agree with that if you've seen the show. He was so sweet though, he was so nice. We're all like, you fucking go, you picked a winner, like this guy is personality amazing. And he was cute, but this girl is like unbelievably stunning. And everybody was like, this is a success story of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
He was fucking cheating on her for a year, found out, came out a year later.
Of course, it's always the men who are like, look.
And
like,
he just seemed like so nice. And like, he was like, I'm punching. I'm so lucky to have a girl like her.
Well, cheating, I mean, but
and the receipts came and everything from the,
well,
from
that's,
the other women.
That's how people are good. Some people are good at cheating. They're just like, you know, they cover with the persona and all of that stuff, you know, like. I feel like only like few dumb men get caught cheating, but like some of them are just charming.
I know.
Also, like, that's
charmers
how they get,
are the
but
worst.
But also that's how they got to cheat, and like you're literally getting more than one woman.
Yeah.
You know, you're charming, but like, you know, like you're not a, you know, it's not how psychopaths are, like, you know.
Yeah, he has to be charming because he's not as hot.
Exactly.
Oh.
But also like that brings me to the other point, which is like there are some people who have like both men and women who have like such an incredible personality. Like if someone just shows you a picture, you're like ah, I don't know,
yeah,
that's not, but then you talk to them like your personality, I'm just like, I swear to God, they even their looks change in your eyes.
Yeah.
They start to look much more attractive.
No, it's so true. It's 100% true.
Yeah, it's just like, and there are like few people who are like that, but like the mm-hmm. personality is just like mm-hmm. so overwhelmingly great that you're just like,
yeah,
oh, I think I was blind before, this person actually looks really good.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the opposite works too, because I remember there was a person who I was like, this woman, most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and then I spent 20 minutes with her and I was like, oh no. Because like when I met her, she walked in and was radiant, and then just talking to her out of 20 minutes, I could nearly see the light dim around.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, technically, she is one of the most beautiful
women
in the world.
It's a psychological thing too, yeah.
But yeah, so definitely about work. Before you go, can we talk about the fact that you're Irish?
I am.
Oh
yeah.
My God, my Facebook DMs are open again, so I'm probably getting in trouble.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we had two people confirm that I was Irish.
So Mohanad was here when Shauna Doyle, shout out to Shauna, was here. Go follow her She Strength page. I think it's She Strength.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put a link in the bio because she's, you know, she's fucking ripped.
She's so ripped. Because when I met Shauna, I was like actively like going to the gym and stuff like that. And then I met her and I was like, whatever I'm doing, I'm not doing it right.
Yeah. No, she's really ripped. She also like really, it's really hard work to get to where
course,
she is.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like she's
like
on,
6
a, on a whole different level, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. But when she was here, she was walking around with me. And at one point, a comedian came out and saw Shauna, Mohanad and me. And she looked at you guys and was like, obviously you're Irish if you're with Katie and you obviously guys look Irish. And so Mohanad is Livian, and you had met that comedian before, right?
Yeah.
So we were just laughing because he was like, I guess if I'm with you, which is funny because when I'm going around with our group of friends, I'm the only, I mean, I guess it's usually majority Arab and then Kurdish and then me, mm-hmm. just in case Chansu listens to this and she's like, bitch, I'm Kurdish. But it's usually majority or even South Asian, but yeah, I'm usually the only white person walking around with you guys, so it was funny to be like heard presume that you guys are all Irish. And then 5 minutes later, another comic walks up who had also met you multiple times and mixed you up with an Irish comedian, Aidan, and was like, oh, thanks Aidan for putting me on your show next week, I can't wait. And you were like, we've met before, we've
exactly.
had dinner
exactly,
but so now we say he's Irish.
Yeah.
Someone on my Instagram stories when I posted that you were Irish was like, I don't understand. I've gone through all of his videos. He's not Irish. I'm like, yeah, it's obviously a joke. But you are the most famous Libyan comedian.
I am. And people think it's a joke. Go look it up.
Yeah. If you look up who's the most famous Libyan comedian.
It is me.
But yeah, so that's really it. What's your podcast called again?
It's called You Could Do That on Television.
And yeah, I guess send them recommendations. Maybe you should watch California. I didn't watch
it. I'll watch it. Yeah. I mean, well, I need more shows to watch.
What other Irish reality shows are there? I don't know. There's an Australian one. Oh, but California's back. You're only doing it in the noughties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There was an Australian one that I don't know if it was recent or in the 2000s, but it was like married women off to like farmer Australian men, and it apparently was like fucking mental. That Jesus could be one Christ. To look up.
No, absolutely, I would love to watch that.
Yeah, but I just don't know when it was set. I remember my dad telling me about
it. No, I'll look it up. I'm sure you'll find it.
Right. Yeah. And where can people follow you, and what's going on?
They can follow me on Instagram at mohana.elshaky. They can follow me home if they want to and give me money.
Oh yeah, that's usually what people who follow you home do.
Yeah, they just be like, hey, oh sorry, it took me a while, I was running behind you, I just wanted to give you this cash. So yeah, much of it,
so much cash. And is that everything that you wanted to plug?
Yeah, usually, like, well, also, I mean, if you for some reason live in Burlington, Vermont, I'm gonna be there on the 16th. But most important, I don't know when this episode is coming up, but we are doing a show this Friday.
I know. I feel like I should have. It's not going to be out in time.
I know. Also, we should promote it more.
We should promote it. I feel really bad. I've been so
we haven't really been promoting it. We should.
I know, because my Don't Tell came out. Oh, my Don't Tell is out. So you can. I have the link. Yeah, I better put the link in my link tree. But honestly, I forgot to pay my credit card. I forgot. I've been so obsessed with
the news.
Yeah. I like every morning, I'm just like watching it. And I feel like it feels so like mental to say, because obviously I'm so lucky and so privileged to live where I live.
But at the same time, we're consuming it all the time. I'm consuming it so much that
I'm like falling back on like regular things, like paying my credit card or like my to-do list. But I feel drained from the news. No, same. So, but yeah, we should promote it. We should actually, before you go, we'll message them and ask how many tickets have been sold.
I know.
My Don't Tell came out, and I grew a bit amount of followers from that. Yeah, so that's good. Amazing. It's exciting. You predicted that the clip would do well, so that was supportive. And for anybody who listens and doesn't follow me, it's at Katie Ball Comic, but I feel like you guys do. And the Patreon / The Shift Podcast. There's going to be a bunch of episodes up there early, because I just happened to record I've got Kenise Mobley coming on Thursday.
Hell yeah.
For the Patreon listeners, if you have any questions for her, Carmela Gala's episode is already up there, and the videos are also up there. And I am hoping if anyone's listening who does like, wants to cut videos and do an Instagram for this, let me know, because some people have messaged the rate is just too high. But so if you know anybody who's not like super expensive, and I will be doing a show in Ireland. I'm trying to move the date. It's at the 3rd of January right now, but I'm trying to move because I don't want to be in Ireland for that long. I love Ireland. It's just I've been back so much, so I'm trying to not be there for 2 weeks. So we're hoping to move the date. So I'll keep you posted with that. And then Texas, the 2nd of December. I'll be upstate New York at the end of November, and I'll be in Hudson Valley next week. So this will probably won't be out in time. But anyway, love yous all, and be nice to yourself.
Be nice to yourself, yes.
Okay, love yous, bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.